Good morning, everyone. Today is June 5th, 2020. This is Different Perspectives, and this is your girl here once again, Akriana. So, I just want to say that I'm having a great morning so far. And the reason that I'm having a great morning so far is because we have a full moon and we also have a lunar eclipse in Sagittarius. Now, let's not forget, we also have Jupiter in retrograde in Capricorn. So, you know, Capricorn is my sun sign and Sagittarius is my rising sign. And Jupiter is, you know, the planet for Sagittarius. Let's not forget not only myself, but my son as well. So, you know, he's going to be having a great day too, you know, going to be, you know, just him. Let's put it like that. So I'm here to talk about, you know, what to expect from this experience. This is the first lunar eclipse in the second phase of 2020. So, oh, by the way, if you have something to smoke, then you can smoke. Hold on. Okay, so it's like, well, we all know that the moon, you know, is based off of emotions. You know, we all should know that, right? And not only is it based off of emotion, it's also at the peak of emotions as well. So let's not forget, Sagittarius's are, you know, the beast, and you know, not only can they be portrayed as a beast, you know, the symbol for them is also a horse. So, you know, like, it's a time of purging emotions, you know, purging toxicity, excuse me. Basically, you know, reevaluating, you know, your settings and, you know, where you belong. And you know, it's also a time about, you know, the revolution and, you know, being revolutionary and coming together as one and being with the people and, you know, having the laws be revised and looked into. And it's major stuff. Let us not forget that it's also a time of being adventurous and, you know, being out there and, you know, being the best you and, you know, just having fun traveling with friends, you know, being around family and friends, you know, whether you're a sun, rising, moon sign, you know, it doesn't matter. And this is a really great time as well because we have the, you know, lunar eclipse stepping in to turn everything about, like our perspectives, like, you know, how we see things, basically, about beliefs and spirituality. One thing about, you know, Sagittarians is that they're really intuitive. They're the most intuitive of fire signs. And, you know, the other fire signs would be considered, you know, Aries and Leo. But, you know, really intuitive. You know, they're the, you know, like, we're the ones to, and I say we because this is my ascendant. You know, this is my child's ascendant sign. So we as a collective, you know, and if you don't know your ascendant, you know, your rising sign or your moon sign, you can look up your birth chart. You know, you can inbox me or, you know, email me, you know, what day you were born, you know, the time you were born, and I can help you with that. But that's basically how it goes. This is a great time of, you know, like I said, reevaluation, a time to come together. And it's so interesting that the whole nation is coming together at this particular time. Now, remind you guys, we also have two other events like this as well. We're going to have a solar eclipse on July the 21st in Cancer, I believe. And we're also going to be having another one in July 5th of 2020. But remind you, we currently have now Venus in Gemini. So it's basically, you know, just say that shit, just do that shit. And not only that, we are still in Gemini season, and Geminis and Sagittariuses are the opposite of each other. So, you know, really heavy mutable energy that we are dealing with at this time. And not only that, we're dealing with Capricorn's energy because Saturn is retrograding as well. And we have Uranus and Taurus. The list goes on, okay? But more to come on those subjects. But it's like, today is a great day. You know, if you see people bouncing off the walls, you know, don't flip out. You know, it's just the energy. You know, you have, and that's why it is important. That's why I say it is important to purge these feelings, okay? To purge these, you know, different aspects, you know, what you've been through, you know, really get a grasp on what you're dealing with, you know, before this shit hits the fan, because this is going to last us from today, the 5th, until the 7th, I believe. Not only that, we have already been in the pre-shadow a week prior to this day. So, you know, coming up with new ideas, you know, coming up with new ventures, coming up with new, motives, you know, for this month, for, you know, the next 6 months that's coming up, you know, 'cause summer is here and, you know, it's a time to shine. It's a time to, you know, take that next step. And this is the next step. This is the step that we have to take as a collective to reevaluate, to look with, and not only reevaluate, but look within ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, look within ourselves, understanding ourselves before we can go to the next person. And not only that, you know, Sagittariuses are the card of temperance, you know, in the tarot deck. So, you know, they're back and forth between the heart and the mind, you know. And, you know, you don't want to get stuck like that, to keep going back and forth, to keep being in that wheel, you know, that loophole. You don't want to keep doing that. This is a big, big time. This is a big, big deal to, you know, to everyone, basically. How we, you know, and it's so interesting that, like I said before, you know, the whole nation, you know, we as the people are coming together. We as the people are, you know, purging, you know, the riots, the protests. You know, myself, I have actually, you know, been protesting, you know, to, you know, say the least. You know, I've been with the people. I've been, you know, dealing with my community. I've been dealing with issues in the community, you know, what we're surrounded by in everyday life. Not only that, you know, your sex appeal, can be heightened a bit more in this time, you know, just by it being in Sage, just by the full moon, you know, bringing out all kinds of, you know, hot, intense emotions. you know, in a lunar eclipse, a lunar eclipse is basically an amplified full moon. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, they're like wild cards. And not only that, like I said, you know, Venus is in Gemini. You know, Venus is the planet for romance. And right now, Venus is also squaring up with Mars at this time currently. So, you know, the vibe is really impulsive. You know, empathy, and not only that, patience. You know, you gotta have patience. A lot of people could be partying, you know, you guys could be getting, you know, a lot of more invites than unusual. Not only that, it is a Friday. So, you know, party time, you know, kicking it up, taking, you know, sexy selfies, you know, like just being you, dancing, cooking, you know, just having a great time. Like I said, this last weekend, this will last up until now, until Sunday, you know, Sunday, early morning, early Monday morning. Oh, if I have something to drink, then drink it. I have water here, so. This basically states that up until now, you know, up until now, until August, I'm gonna have more information. Up until now, so August, it is, you know, nothing but change. We were in the first part of 2020, and now we are beginning the second part of 2020, so it's major changes, you know, to come and still come. You know, as a group, you know, this is the vibe. This is a Sagittarian vibe. It makes so much sense because, you know, we're really, you know, hard on our, you know, facts, not only facts, but, you know, opinions, you know, really stern people. You know, you have to realize, you know, basically, you know, like a horse, you know, they're the symbol of a horse, not only as a horse, but as a beast. So you have to realize, you know, really stern, really, you know, stable on our thoughts and our facts and, you know, how we see things, and, you know, it's like this and it's like that, and it's not even conflicting, you know, it's just simple stuff, simple shit. It can be conflicting because, like I said, you know, the temperance card, you know, the heart and the mind. Not only that, like a magician, but oh yeah, and that's another thing, be careful, you know, about the people in your circle, because, you know, the magician is also known to be portrayed as like a liar, so be careful. And, you know, it doesn't even have to be a Sagittarius, just somebody of, you know, this energy, because we're dealing with heavy energy right now. So be careful about, you know, who you're surrounded by. You know, that's why I say it's important about the environment, the community. You know, this is a time, you know, about the people that you're dealing with. You feel me? Not only in your circle, but, you know, that's surrounded by your circle and the people that surround their circle. Because you don't want to get caught up into no bullshit. You hear what I'm saying? And if you have been, like, you know, getting that urge to go travel and, you know, to basically, you know, wanderlust, this is the time to do it, you know, especially if it's about money, you know, you're having financial issues, you know, this is the time to get out there and to go looking, you know. especially because everything is starting to open up, you know, after quarantine, and, you know, being in, you know, solitude and, you know, just that energy of being, like, claustrophobic or whatever, you know, you want to get that urge to, like, burst out and go and, you know, hit those targets. And, you know, that's basically, you know, what it is, have that ambition, have that fire. And, you know, Sagittarius is our fire sign, so it just makes perfect sense. You know, for some people out there, like, I feel like if you are having a rough time in a relationship, or, you know, things might be stagnant, you know, prepare yourself, because it might be a breaking point. And, you know, don't make any hard decisions right now, but, you know, just prepare yourself for what is to come. And, you know, this is also a great time to, you know, meditate and, you know, pray, you know, to the Almighty, you know, whatever you do that helps you in your sanity. Because, like I said, it's about a time for reevaluating, you know, the full moon. Not only is it a full moon, but a lunar eclipse, you guys, it heightens everything. You know, it brings out a lot of changes. It brings out a lot of emotions. It brings out a lot of, not only that, but, you know, secrets. So, this is all the time that I have for today. I thank you. I thank you so much. I thank everybody who's listened. I thank everybody who subscribes. I thank, you know, everybody who comes to me and email me. You guys are really appreciated. You guys are loved. You know, don't forget that. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. And I will see you guys next time.